Loosestrife is an alien. However, many top naturalists are not as anti to it as those not as knowledgeable. Hi, Mark Drysdale. More in a moment.
You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
In many cases, those concerned about purple loosestrife have only themselves or their predecessors to blame because land has been disturbed, and that's where the purple demon is able to come in and take over. Those condemning the plant might well check with competent researchers such as Dr. Spencer Barrett of the University of Toronto's Botany Department. Dr. Barrett's PhD dissertation was on invasive alien species. He and his colleagues in that field dare anyone to show a natural, undisturbed, pristine environment where purple loosestrife has invaded. He also points out the following. 1. The plant, though a major nuisance, is not causing any great economic loss except maybe for anglers and hunters. 2. There's no data showing that it causes any loss of diversity of species. And 3. It does not affect ecosystem health because most of the ecosystems are already disturbed. It's also interesting to note that the University of Guelph Zoology Department Professor Tom Nudes released a paper discussing the pros and cons, and it concludes that the threats attributed to purple loosestrife are largely exaggerated, a point that I've been making for more than a decade. Further, I understand that the totally inept and misdirected research project at the University of Guelph that introduced 3 supposed biocontrol insects, remember, rabbits in Australia and starlings here, is finally ending because the funding was cut. I'm Art Drysdale.